the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund and Charles and Taco Parker and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. We have music by J.S. Bach, C.P.E. Bach, Beethoven, Holst, and more. And we'll also hear interviews with guitarist Isaac Bustos and with medical doctor Robert Fine, who talks about how music helps stroke victims. We'll also hear a 1998 interview with Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page. We'll start with Andre Segovia performing Bach's Loop Prelude in D minor. Andre Segovia opened this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Bach's Prelude in D minor. Next, we'll turn to music by one of Bach's sons, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. This is his Concerto in A Major. It's performed by guitarist Benjamin Verdery, harpsichordist Anthony Newman, and the Laurentian String Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach's Concerto in A Major. Benjamin Verdery was the guitarist with harpsichordist Anthony Newman and the Laurentian String Quartet. This is Beethoven's Egmont Overture performed by the Texas Guitar Quartet. Quartet member Isaac Busto spoke about arranging the piece.
You know, I've loved this piece. I've known this piece for so many years, and I thought we could probably make this work. But the only challenge, I would say, in the piece was the big opening chord, which is a sustained unison F minor, well, F just an up, unison F. And so I remember when we were trying to come up with a solution, you know, we were trying to try this and try that, till we finally came to the conclusion that we're never going to be able to do it. We have to sort of reinvent what a guitarist would have done, for example, with that opening. So instead, we made it more of a blast, sort of percussive sound with a little bit of tambora just to sustain the E minor sonority or the E sonority. And it's funny because, you know, you never think of doing Beethoven for those very reasons, because it's very challenging. So I think it worked really well, and it's just such a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Thank you. Thank you.